Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Emmanuelle Seigneur, who is an actress in the film Heal the Living. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So can we tell, just to help our listeners visualize the film, could you tell us a little bit about your character, the character that you play in this film?
Well, I play the mother of a young boy that loses life and that has to make the decision of giving the organs.
Right. And what attracted you to this role in particular?
Well, nothing attracted me to the role. When I read the script, I just didn't want to play that role because it's such a painful and demanding role. So I throw the script in the dustbin, in the haruse.
Right. It was that haunting that you really couldn't face.
I felt it was too much for me.
Yeah.
And then it was meeting Catel, the director. I didn't know her work, but I heard that she was very talented, so I wanted to meet her, maybe for something else. And I met her, and I literally fall in love with her, because I think she's such a great person, and she's so real, and there's nothing fake about her, and she's so intelligent, and there's something very human and good about her. And I felt like she was not going to betray me.
Right.
And I felt like it was worth doing it, even though it was painful.
So she made you comfortable on set as well, while you were, you know, filming the most delicate parts of this film. That is quite...
Yeah, it's like she's so gentle and she's so talented and she's so authentic that, you know, sometimes you do something very personal and then when you see the film, you feel betrayed.
Yeah.
And that's a feeling I don't want to have anymore, you know?
In the set, sometimes does the film set ever feel really aggressive, especially when you're trying to play a role that requires some sort of privacy?
Yeah, and also it has to do with the set, but it has also to do with the result, you know? So I felt like she was worth going there, and that's why I did the movie, because I felt really comfortable with her, working with her, and I felt maybe because she's a woman, but also there's something very pure and very honest about her.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the collaboration with the actors? That also required some sort of chemistry there.
Yeah, they were all, I mean, all the actors I was playing with, like Tar and Kulchen, my husband, and Bouli Lanners, the doctor. I felt they were great, and it was a great experience, like human experience, even though it was really painful and difficult.
Was there a collaborative sense in the set overall? Would you classify this?
Everybody was very concentrated, and we knew that we were doing something important, and there was no fucking around or no... You know, it was serious, something serious.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, I think we have time for just one question.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us maybe if you're working on something at the moment?
I'm studying in 1 week the French adaptation of the TV show The Fall.
Right.
I'm taking the part of Gillian Anderson.
Right, yes.
And also we'll do in November a movie with my husband, another movie with Roman Polanski.
Forward to seeing that for sure. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.